With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. House lawmakers are expected to vote this week on overriding two vetoes by President Trump. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
At the end of December, the president rejected two GOP-backed bills that had bipartisan support. It was the first time he used his veto pen in his second term. One of the bills, for a drinking water pipeline, was sponsored by Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert of Colorado, a longtime Trump ally who broke with the president over releasing the Jeffrey Epstein files. While the overrides could pass in the House, it's unclear if there would be enough votes in the Senate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
France's President Emmanuel Macron is hosting Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky for ongoing talks with EU leaders toward security guarantees amid negotiations with Russia to end the nearly four-year-long war. BBC correspondent James Waterhouse reports from Paris.
What senior Ukrainian and European figures want to discuss are concrete military promises to ensure Russia won't invade again, should an agreement be reached to stop the fighting. What they really want is the White House to underwrite such an arrangement. An advisor to the French president, Emmanuel Macron, has admitted to another goal too, to make sure the U.S. does not abandon Ukraine. However, the agenda will undoubtedly be shaped by Washington's extraordinary intervention in Venezuela and Donald Trump's repeated desires for the Danish territory of Greenland.
An individual accused of vandalizing the Ohio home of Vice President J.D. Vance and causing other property damage is behind bars pending a Friday hearing. 26-year-old William DeFore of Cincinnati is charged with damaging government property. On Wall Street, the Dow by 484 points. This is SRN News. Two more hospitals get out of the transgender business. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Under threat of an investigation by the Trump administration, both Children's Hospital Colorado and Denver Health have announced that they will no longer give children puberty-blocking drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. Neither facility had been performing sex change operations. With President Trump vowing to prevent taxpayers from footing the bill for life-changing surgeries on kids, a growing number of hospitals are quitting the practice. Michael Harrington reporting.
Next week, the Supreme Court will hear a case over state restrictions on which school sports teams transgender students can join. The justices will review lower court rulings that overturned laws in Idaho and West Virginia that bar males from competing against females in school sports. The fight over this issue is a national one, playing out at both the state and the federal levels. This is SRN News. A multi-billion-dollar overhaul of the nation's air traffic control system is underway. Correspondent Rich Thomason has more on the story.
The federal government has chosen two companies to replace 612 radar systems nationwide. Those systems date back to the 1980s. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy and the Federal Aviation Administration say the contractors will replace the systems by the summer of 2028. The administration set an ambitious goal of completing the overhaul by the end of 2028, near the conclusion of President Trump's current term in office. Rich Thomason, Washington.
40,000 oysters, lobster worth $400,000, and a cache of crab meat, all were stolen in separate recent incidents in New England. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.